Our first feature is about how Chatterbox began. The words have been provided by our ever-amusing and kindly past chairman and current team leader, Peter Wilson. Over the years, he has given talks to church groups, ladies' groups, John Lewis, the UEA and the NNAB. Our reader is a very popular lady who had several different roles here for many years. So, here she is, Maureen Marr.
It was a conversation with a friend in Chatham that made a Norwich woman realise that an audio newspaper would be of value in her home city. Meg Mugridge was a senior lecturer at the hotel school at the City College, and her friend in Kent was involved with the needs of blind and partially sighted people. Meg contacted the RNIB, who passed on lots of information, but advised that she needed a civic presence to advance the project. She approached Stan Peterson, a local councillor and businessman, who championed the idea but didn't have too much spare time to give. But the idea resonated with him since he had lost an eye as a schoolboy. He also had a friend who was visually impaired, and he used to go round his house to read him the newspaper. Both Meg and Stan realised that they needed more help and approached the editor of the Evening News, Bob Walker, and invited him along to the first meeting. About 100 people attended the inaugural meeting in 1978 that founded Chatterbox. In the first months, the number of interested volunteers declined to a handful. But with determination, the trio built up sufficient help to raise enough money to launch the project. Bob Walker persuaded the owners of the Evening News to let the charity have space in their premises on a Thursday after the staff had gone home. He even got the Evening News sub-editors to work the stories ready for the volunteers when they came on duty. Royal Mail were willing to distribute the recordings free of charge. And on the 2nd of February 1979, the first edition was recorded onto cassette tapes and sent out to 75 blind and partially sighted people in Norwich. In the early years of Chatterbox, massive fundraising events were necessary for survival, and it continued to squat in various buildings owned by the Evening News. But these events, plus generous legacies, an annual fundraising variety concert held at the Theatre Royal, organised by Doreen Donnelly, and a successful bid to the National Lottery, enabled Chatterbox in 1998 to acquire the premises in King Street, which is still our home today. The original commitment of a weekly talking newspaper has expanded over the years. We have Chat Around, a quarterly audio magazine which features interviews with Norwich personalities and visitors. There's a Christmas special recording. And since 2013, we have supplied you, our listeners, with an audio version of EDP Norfolk magazine and from 2014, an audio version of Let's Talk. All our founders are no longer with us. In 2006, Meg Mugridge was awarded the MBE for her services to Chatterbox, and she continued to take a lively interest in all we did right up to her death in 2013. Bob Walker retired from the newspaper and went to live in New Zealand, where he started a talking newspaper for the blind, and he called it Chatterbox. He died in 2004. We hope that they would be delighted that, apart from two occasions, one of them last week, when heavy snow made it necessary to cancel the recording, we haven't missed any other edition since that first date, and now have reached the heady heights of edition 2000.